AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A grand jury has indicted a man who put an agitated New York City subway rider in a fatal chokehold last month. Daniel Perry was initially charged with manslaughter. Lisa Dwyer reports he's talking publicly about the incident.
In a video released by the Rader and Kenneth law firm, Penny describes his version of events and says that Jordan Neely came on the subway and made extreme threats to passengers.
The three main threats that he repeated over and over was, "I'm going to kill you. I'm prepared to go to jail for life. And I'm willing to die."
Penny says he couldn't just sit by and watch it happen. He also says it has nothing to do with race.
"I didn't see a black man threatening passengers. I saw a man threatening passengers."
Penny also describes the hold he used to subdue Neely.
"You could see in the video there's a clear rise and fall of his chest indicating that he was still breathing. And I'm calibrating my grip based on the force that he's exerting."
Specific charges against Penny will be unveiled at a scheduled June 28th arraignment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Homeland Security officials say the Department of Energy was among federal agencies breached by a ransomware gang. The impact not expected to be great, though. The European Central Bank raising interest rates. Retail sales up in May. That helped feed a broad rally on Wall Street. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is accusing fossil fuel companies of betraying future generations, undermining efforts to phase out a product he calls incompatible with human survival. Meantime, Jackie Quinn reports global temperatures have surpassed a climate threshold.
Researchers at the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service say in early June, for 11 days, global surface air temperatures rose above pre-industrial levels by 1.5 degrees Celsius. It's the first time that threshold set at the Paris Agreement was topped. The end of the La Niña weather pattern has scientists anticipating even higher temperatures for next year.
This is AP News. Our Rita Foley now with a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that looks at the number of deaths among young people.
The CDC report examined the homicide and suicide rates among 10 to 24-year-olds from 2001 to 2021. It found that during the COVID pandemic, the homicide rate for older teenagers rose to its highest point in nearly 25 years. The suicide rate for those in their early 20s was the worst in more than 50 years. An expert who was not involved in the CDC report calls the findings alarming. Experts cite several possible reasons for the increases, including higher rates of depression, limited availability of mental health services, and the number of guns in U.S. homes. I'm Rita Foley.
Finally, FDA advisors are recommending the next round of COVID-19 vaccines this fall should only target the newest Omicron variants. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.